little country church one time, decided they'd get them a one of them preachers had been down to the seminary, you know, and learned all them big $5 words like cafeteria and gymnasium, you know, and instead of keeping it simple, and he'd preached a couple of sermons on Sunday at the little church, and one Sunday afternoon, he and his dear wife were out riding along in the Cadillac, and here comes this little old red pickup up behind him, and he said, "I better stay ahead of that darn fool. He run me out of the road and killed me." The little boy was a wobbling a little bit, and he knew he'd had a few drinks, you know, and was trying to sober up. Comes to a straight patch, he's going to get way out ahead of that little red pickup, and he stomps down on that old caddy. Man, she won't corner when she gets to the curve and at the end of the straight and goes off over the embankment and tears that Cadillac all to pieces. Well, by the few minutes, here comes that little red pickup truck. It's missing on about two cylinders, you know. Comes up to the edge of the road and stops, and the old boy gets out and staggers a little bit when he gets out, and he looks down, but this time the preacher's helping his dear wife out of the wreck. Luckily, neither one of them are hurt much. The old car's pretty good and strong, you know, and the old boy looks down at the preacher and said, "Hey, fella, are you hurt?" And he said, "No, we're not hurt. The Lord's riding with us." And he says, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, son. You better let me take him the rest of the way. You're going to kill him." Back home when I was growing up, well, for that matter, they still have them in August. They got their crops all laid by because people in those days grew most of what they ate. They'd have their revival meetings, you know, at the little country church. There was an old boy, used to like to go to church awful good, but for some reason or other, he never got the message straight. He always liked to get a little drink or two before he went. And he'd get in the back of the church, man, he'd really hoop and holler and stomp his feet. And one night he got a little too exuberant. That's one of them big words, ain't it, Jack? And a couple of the good deacons slipped back right easy and took him by an arm on each side and eased him out the door and said, "Now, brother, we want you to come to church. And in fact, we just love to have you come. But please don't come back a drinking. You get a little too loud." "All right, boys. I won't do it anymore, I promise." Well, in 10 minutes, he'd had a couple more drinks, and he forgot all about what he promised. Boy, that time he got back in there, and the preacher got to preaching that good hellfire and sermon, you know, and boy, he jumped up from there and jumped up and down there, whoop, great big, you know. That time they came back, and the windows was all open in the little church. Took him by an arm and a leg on each side and heaved him out the window, and he landed way down in the bushes, and that kind of sobered him up. Well, he goes stumbling along off down the road when he gets up and brushes the dirt off his clothes the best he can, and meets one of his friends just about the time he comes out of the side of the church, and the old boy said, "Hey, buddy, what kind of meeting they having up there? And I hadn't got there yet and just wondered how late." "And well, you're halfway through the sermon. I don't know what they're doing now, but when I left, there's a casting out devils."